Great Country Q94. It's Lori Wilde and Cody Chambo and Justin Moore. We are at County Line Country Fest. Justin, how you doing?
I'm good. We made it.
Yeah. Were you worried you weren't going to make it?
No, I'm just saying. It's a pretty long drive from South Arkansas, but good to be here. What a beautiful spot, first and foremost. I mean, this land around here is unbelievably gorgeous and well manicured, and then the weather is perfect.
So. Do you remember what you were doing 6 years ago today?
This.
Yeah, I think it was exactly
it was
six,
a six
years ago today.
We've been saying all day between our camp, it was five or six, and nobody pinned it down, so that answers the question.
Yeah, it came up on my little like time hop app. I was like, oh look, hey,
there
Justin
you go.
Moore's
drink
here.
A few beers to that concert that night.
It.
That was a good time.
Me too.
Yeah.
So did you have a good day in Prairie du Chien?
We did. I tell you, the only negative is no reception.
Yes.
That's the only negative.
Yes.
Outside of that, it's been a perfect day.
You know, we kind of like it that way.
Yeah, I brought my three daughters with me.
Oh, how old are they again?
12, 10, and 8.
So no
Ooh.
iPads for
and
them.
So
yeah.
we
12-year-old is dying.
I don't know if you guys can see. It's not out right now, but we had up. My production manager had to concoct this whole antenna thing for Wi-Fi so that the girls could be on their iPads and all that. But what we did, I told him before he did that, I said, look, we're going to go to a movie. We're going to go to a movie theater because they've been, but it's rare, you know, because you can stream everything now.
Right.
And so we went to the movie theater in town and saw Minions, the Gru movie. And it's an old school theater, the one that I grew up going to that had two showings, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Two theaters. And I think this one maybe has four, five, six, something like that. But my youngest daughter, who's 8, she goes, is this the way it was back in the olden days when you and I'm going, rather than even explain, I go,
Yeah.
So we had a good day. We had a good day.
Except for we had to watch the previews to find out what movies were coming up.
Yeah, right.
We didn't have
right.
the internet.
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, my oldest daughter, who's 12, they're showing the previews for the upcoming releases, and she goes, it's like 5:40 at this point or something. The movie's supposed to start at 5:25. And she goes, Dad, I thought the movie was supposed to start at 5:25. I go, well, I'll explain that later. So anyway.
Yeah, they got to make their money. They got
to
know what's coming up.
To your point about not having reception, it allowed me to take them and show them how it was when I was growing up.
Had a nice little family day there.
Yeah, it was.
That's awesome.
Well, hey, you know, make the best of a bad situation, right?
Yeah, for sure.
We were talking about this during your phone interview. You got a top 10 hit right now with A Woman You Love. Talk a little bit about that song. Because like we said when we were talking on the radio yesterday, I think we said, you kind of had some party songs.
Yeah.
You like to throw a low song in there every once in a while.
Yeah. Generally, when my wife goes, hey, it's probably time to do something a little different than wine we drink and drink this and drink that and
talk about her is what you wanted there.
Pretty much. So it's been good. You know, I think you and I discussed it that when we first put our first love song out, I'm talking years and years ago, I'm like, I don't know if anybody wants to hear me do that. I mean, maybe. And it was a big record for us. And I don't know that we've put a love song out that hasn't gone number one since. So she's right. It's just, it's a lot of fun.
We always are.
It's a lot of fun when you guys see tonight. The difference when we kick into a love song or Why We Drink, there's a different energy out there. So that's what I see, you know.
I think that helps you draw a big crowd because the guys have something they can go for and the girls want to come along too.
Yeah, you got to
have a great time.
You got to have something for everybody.
Yes, exactly right.
But
we're talking with Justin Moore, County Line Country Fest, getting ready to close down Friday night. Thanks so much for hanging out with us, Justin.
What a great lineup too, man. Yeah.
It's been a fantastic weekend
great day.
So far, yeah.
Been an awesome day. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. It's
Thank
Lori
you guys.
And Cody here on Q94.